Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Happy Hour Party every Friday here on BTR. Give me a break. This is our first night. Okay, we will discuss all kind of subject matter with love and laughter. I'm your host, Linus, who's an alumni BTR member, and our co-host is She-Ha Spirit. Bring your drinks, your smoke, your things, and outrageous humor. It's all about having fun and enjoyment. Discussions will be relationships, politics, environment, emotions, sex, etc. We will not tolerate anything about race or religion. You will get barred. This program is for entertainment purposes only. Every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so let's have some fun. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. My website is theessenceofsuccess.net, and, of course, my theme, if you've ever listened to my shows during the week, is love, magic, and miracles. All right, I'm going to bring in my co-host at this time, She-Ha Spirit. Good evening, She-Ha.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, and hello.
All right. So I've got my, She-Ha, I know what you got. I got my glass of wine, got me some blueberry wine, so I'm already into it.
Well,
I'm already into
thinking,
it.
Yeah, I just got a Diet Coke on ice. That's all I have.
ain't nothing wrong with that. Hello. Hello. Well, it looks like we already got a party person that come in already, so let's have them join in. Area code 706, you're on the air with the Happy Hour Party. Who's this?
Is this me?
Yes, you're
Hello?
On. Who's this?
This is Wilhelmina, Miss Wilhelmina.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina. We finally get to hear your voice, young lady. How you doing?
I'm
I hope
doing
you got
good.
A little something to party with now. I hope you got a little something.
I partied too much last night.
Oh, no.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
But me and Mr. Lee Smith, we listening. He right here. He talking about, no, no. Say hello, hon.
Well,
say hello,
Lee Smith.
Hello.
I said hello and God bless. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes ma'am. Yes. Hello to you. God bless
Hello,
you.
Hello, Mr. Lee Smith. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm already drinking. I'm actually on my second glass of wine.
I think I might get a little small glass.
So I'm enjoying. We're going to party and act silly tonight, and I'm glad that you're here because we're probably going to need a man to put in a few points here and there because you know what's wrong. We get to talking and acting silly. You might need you to come in, Mr. Smith, and calm it down a little bit.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
All right, then. And also, She-Ha Spirit is on here. She's my co-host, so she's on the line
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I heard She-Ha's voice. It's nice hearing her voice, too.
Yes, of course.
So pleased to hear you.
Well, I'm trying to think. We were trying to pick up a subject to talk about, so we start out, I mean, because I'm telling you, as people come in, we'll talk about all, everything, but I came up, would you date a broke man?
Uh-oh.
And She-Ha said, well, you know, there's many layers to that, and I said, that's true, because sometimes, you know, you can be with somebody, excuse me, in a relationship, and, you know, they could get laid off or whatever. I mean, look at COVID. It put everybody out of work, male and female. But just on
right.
the general or the GP, as they say, hey, would you date a broke man? Well, you can't answer that, Miss Wilhelmina, because you married and you
yes,
got a
I can.
Good
I mean, if I was single in my younger days, would I date a broke man? Yeah, I would date one until I found out he couldn't get a job and he was lazy as I don't know doggone what, and I had to drop him like a hot potato. That's what
Uh-oh.
I would do. But, yeah, I would like to help him out, but if I can't help him and he just want to lay around, no, my mama taught me to be independent and don't be dependent on no man.
Well, don't preach that.
But I would help because that's the kind of person I would help. But if I could see that the man didn't want to do nothing for himself or me or
Anything else? No. He has to go.
I agree with that. I was always taught you can't count anybody's money but your own money. So, yes, I did count my money, but I would love to be able to have a dependability status there with someone else as well.
Yeah.
And I've been independent ever since I was like 14, 15 years old. I was out on my own, so I've been very independent.
Well, I can understand that. Bless your heart that you helped them out, because I tell them it's a personal problem.
like you say, if he just lost his job or feeling poor and everything, need a little help, I'll give a little help. But until I see that you can't and don't want to, so, yeah, I would definitely have to let it go.
Yeah, and something, if we're a couple, yes. But right. If you're just starting out dating, like you said, and you're getting to know the man, and he, you know, take you out to dinner and ask you to pick up the tab, excuse me?
No, I ain't picking up no tab. Take me to dinner. You ain't had no business asking me. I mean, I was in school once, and this instructor took me and one of the students on the asked us to go to lunch, so we went to lunch, and then everybody looking at me like, I'm going to pay. I said, he asked me to go to lunch. He paid for this, he. That's what I had to tell my other student friend, our co-student person when we were in school, and he paid for it, too, because me saying you're going to take us out to lunch, and you didn't pay for it.
I know that's right. I'm curious, so I'm going to put this out to you and Sheha. There was a woman on YouTube, and she, I think the woman was desperate, but anyway, she waited an hour and a half with her kids at this restaurant for this man to show up. Now, most women after 15, I'll say maybe 30 minutes top, if that long, they gone. You ain't waiting no more.
Right.
It's like, okay, he ain't showing up. She waited 1 hour and a half, and the man came by the restaurant just to see. He didn't think she was going to be there because he was so late. But she was. Well, anyway, she tells him, you're going to pay for dinner for not just me, but my kids, too. And he goes, what? Mm-hmm. No. You know, he invited her out. He invited her kids out. He invited her. And she said, well, since you're an hour and a half late, you're going to pay for me and my kids. So when the waitress came over, she's telling the waitress, I'll have two chicken dinners and blah, blah. He said, no. I'm only paying for my meal now. He wasn't even paying for her, so I thought, maybe her and the kids got to get back there and bust some suds.
Yeah,
but what do you think? So my question is, so my question is that should a man have to pay for a woman's kids who wasn't invited on the date? It was supposed to be him and her. She took it upon herself. But should he have to pay for her children, too?
Well, if he was a nice enough man and he really wanted to date her, yes, he would have paid for it. But he wasn't no good man because he wouldn't even look at her kids and pay for the kids. No, she need to have, not just let him go. And that's something that she had need to see. So hopefully she didn't date him no more.
Well, okay, but she was in the restaurant for an hour and a half waiting for him. That seems like she's a little desperate. She's a little thirsty.
She probably was.
Most of them would have left. They ain't going to wait no hour and a half for you. You ain't there in 30 minutes. You ain't coming. And I'm not going to be there.
That's true. Some women would have got up and left, and some would have stayed.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like you said, it's all different kind of us women's out there.
Yeah, it's a lot of thirsty heifers out there. I know that.
But
I'm like, come on now. There's got to be a cutoff point when you see that it's not, especially something like that. I mean, I don't know if that was their first date, and it might have been. Who knows? But
could have been.
You don't know that man's pocket. You don't know what kind of money he has. Maybe he only had enough money, like, just to pay for her and him dinner. But even so, it's an hour and a half later. So, like, what are you expecting? It's like, okay, you're still here? Wow, okay.
And with her children, too, well, she know now.
Well,
that ain't
yeah,
a man
she
for
does.
Her. And
she
found out she was a little ballsy, so neither one of them needed to be together.
No.
And then, again, I think that it should have been understood if she was going to bring the kids, though. You know, like you say.
That's true.
She should not have just sprung the kids on him like that, because you have to get to know a person to know a person. So just bringing things all out front. Well, see, this is just me. When I first meet you, I don't expect you to run down your family tree to me, okay? That takes time to learn. So don't bring your whole family thinking that I'm going to accept your whole family at one time. I don't even know you. This is my first date with you. So I don't think she should have done that.
No, and you should never expose your children to somebody that you're not going to be with. You know what I'm saying?
That's the last
thing you do is bring your children into
yes.
the equation
yes.
and say, okay, well, yes, I have two children,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, these are my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But because if things don't work out, plus, how do you know? He could be a cray-cray. He could be crazy.
He's so
you don't
funny.
Know. You know,
that's
why are you exposing your children
to
somebody you don't
other.
Even know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. That's why they both had need to find out about each other right then and
That's
there.
That's true. And do not bring the kids or other family members or friends into this, because it could have been an intentional one-night stand. You know, it's not saying
that's right. All he might have wanted to do was play.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hello. He came in just for the punani and leave. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And Mr. Smith,
Don't bring. I mean, if you're afraid to meet someone alone, yes, you go to the restaurant, you go somewhere safe, but you don't have to bring other energies. I'm just gonna put it that way. You better introduce yourself to each other, and you don't need no other influence in that particular introduction. Is what I'm saying.
Well, what y'all think
about
the sister? Go ahead.
I said, maybe I was just thinking about my husband, what he would have done. That's what he would have did, went on ahead and paid for the children.
I would have paid, too. I would have paid, because I would not have disappointed children like that. But she was wrong for doing it.
I'd have gave him some Don or some Joy. It don't take but a chopper to clean them dishes. That's the best I can do for it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then there's that sister that it was her birthday, and I think her and the brother had been dating for quite a while, but anyway, she brought 14 of her friends to help celebrate her party. No problem. But at the end of the night, she told the brother, you got the bill, right? And yeah, I'm paying for you. You know, no problem. No, you're paying for my 14 friends. You don't remember hearing it was all over YouTube and I think Instagram or Twitter? And he said, your friends? No, you invited me. And, of course, you know, I'm going to pay for your dinner. You know, you're my girl. I'm not paying for your 14 friends. And she went off on him.
Yep. And
now, what
again,
you think
they
about
both found
that?
Out of each other. Well, I say they both found out about each other. They don't need to be together. And
no
she was
way.
Wrong for trying to make him pay for those friends, but she
That's
shouldn't
right.
have,
That's
you know, tried to make a boyfriend or new fellow pay for her friends.
Well, that's totally right.
That's what I think. But
yeah,
they didn't find out about each other, so now they know they don't need to be together.
Right.
They sure do, but the girlfriend was pretty shady. Because she shouldn't even told the girlfriends that came out to celebrate with her, oh, my man got it. He got it. No, he don't. He's with you. He's going to, you know, you invited him to the function. So, of course, he's going to pay for your dinner. Why is he going to pay for your girlfriend's dinners?
That's right.
No, that was totally wrong. I would excuse myself from the table, went and paid for my bill, and walked right on out the door. They would have been sitting there, okay?
I understand. What's the guy that just died? Samuel. What's his name? The brother that just died always be talking about women. Well, you don't be talking about him. He be trying to tell them how men think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name. Samuel something. He just died. What, in December or November? Samuel Michaels? No, that's not his name. Samuel something. But anyway, he told his sister the other night about careers. No, he said, do you have a job or a career? And she said, I'm a payroll clerk. He said, well, you got a job. She said, well, it could be a career. I could move up. He said, no, you got a job. A career is when you know you're within a company that you can move up, and hopefully you have the education to do so as well, right? That you have something backing you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that was funny. Mm-hmm. He said, no, you got a job. You don't have no career.
No potential of advancement, huh?
Well, yeah, you'll be within a company, so, but anyway, well, that's what we have for the broke man, huh? Like you say, it's many layers, but I think if you're a couple, you're married, I look at that different, because like I say, you can get laid off, certain things can happen, okay, you're married, you know, you give and take, but if you're dating, I don't mean to be shallow, but you need to come with it.
Well, yeah, if you're dating, that's a limit to expectations there. But if you're married, I'm in it to win it. So, you know, we'll take it as it comes and what come may be. But if I have a husband and all of a sudden something happens, unfortunately happens, there's no way I'm walking. I'm just not walking away from that. Because
because it's give and take on both sides,
there's no way I would walk away from that. No, mm-hmm. Because we got something there. Because my feeling is I got to have something there more than money. Because it doesn't matter to me if all you can pay for is a sandwich at McDonald's. If we have to divide that sandwich together, if we have to get a happy meal to survive, okay, let's both eat a happy meal and be happy. I know I would be happy because I would be with someone that I know that cares about me and I care about that person, and we are in it to win it.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah. I agree with you there. Okay, mm-hmm. So now go to the single side. Because you're giving me expiration dates.
Well, again, it depends on the degree of relationship. What degree?
That's true. I was just going to say that if you've been together, for a long time, or you've just been together for three months or something like that. But if you've been together for about a year or something, dating, then yeah, you need to pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's the degree of a relationship and what has transpired up to the point of anything. You have to. Everything, see, is determined in time and history, I think, and that's how the only way I think that you can make a decision on things is. It's a lot to be considered there. I'm going to leave it like that. What do you all think?
I'm still learning. I don't think you can learn everything about a person. You continuously
can.
Learn that person.
You sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You continually to learn that person. And that everybody don't put everything on the table in one meal. I'm gonna put it that way. You know, because I'm that type of person. I'm gonna feed you enough for you to be interested in stuff, but I don't put my full meal on the table. I don't do that. It takes me a while to do that because, well, Mr. Lee Smith, men know how to, we have taught men how to tell us what we want to hear, okay? We have taught them how to do that. You tell me what I want to hear and I'm going to put my heart and soul out to you. No, it doesn't work like that with me. Care if you say that you can raise the dead, you got to show me, okay? I don't care about that because I'm not going to say, well, if you can raise the dead, I can heal I can lay my hand and heal the sick. No, it just doesn't work like that with me. You know, if you want to find out about me, it's going to take time because I just don't lay myself out like that. A lot of people can, but I can't. I can't. I can't lay myself out like that. But anyway, that's me.
No, that's true. They say you should always hold a little bit back. Don't reveal everything about you. Leave it as a mystery so that you have something not only to talk about but to figure out about each other.
Well, like Ms. Wilhelmina just said, you know, you continually learn people. So if you put everything on the table, you're no longer interesting, okay? You're not that interesting person, I don't think, anymore because... Well, now you're getting me everything I need to, you know, to think about. So it won't take me but a minute to think about it and say, yeah, nay, then. If that's all you got. Is that all you got, you know? It's nothing to be.
Yeah, you even got bored by then, huh?
Yeah, it's nothing to wonder about. It's nothing to wonder.
Yeah.
Okay, my decision made. That's I heard all I need to hear. Okay. No, I don't know. That could be good and bad also. To certain degrees of that as well.
No, it's true. You know, it takes time to figure out what people are, what they're capable or will do. So, yeah. Yeah.
But what does Mr. Smith think about that? Do we as women tell men how to treat us, how to lie to us, and are we the catalyst of these lies they tell Mr. Smith?
Well, I mean.
Okay, he said, ask that again. He didn't.
do women tell men really what they want to hear, and the men just reciprocate, okay, she has had a broken heart, she is lonely, and she's been mistreated, so, okay, they go back then and draw up a game plan, you know? So do you feel like we give men the diagram to talk to us in a certain way and tell us what we want to hear?
Well, in a way I do. Yes, in a way I do. And then, you know, if, you know, a man look at it just like, you know, if he care about that person a little bit, you know, like he going to be there for that person, you know.
Yes.
But, like, if he don't care about that person, you know, like he just going to go along with the program and, like, he don't really care, you know, what she want or whatever, you know. But me, myself, I'm a man, being a man, like I always look at, you know, like if I don't mean you no good, I'm not going to fool with you. You know, I tell you that straight up. You know, if I don't mean you no good, you know, like I'm not going to fool with you. You know, and like, you know,
that's
I think
right.
That's the way it should be, you know.
It
well, I know
be.
That's the way it's supposed to be, you know, because like, ain't no need of the lady fooling the man or the man kind of fool the lady.
That's right.
I don't think, you know, it shouldn't be that way.
It
you
should
know,
be
and like, it should be like, you know, even if you girlfriend, married, or whatever, you know, like, if you say you care about each other, you got to show that 50-50, you know? And, like,
yeah.
I'm like this. If I can't take care, you know, if I can't take care, I either support the one that, you know, I say I care about. No, I ain't got no being to being with her, you know? And then, like, I don't expect for her to do the same thing, kind of support me. Just show me your love and your appreciation that, you know, what, you know, what
thank
I'm
you.
Doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Please. Yes. Go ahead.
And all men ain't the same. So
no, well, no. All of them, cause like, you know, they're like, I'm a man, and like, I have worked that, you know, in an environment where you had a lot of women working, a lot of men, and, you know, you hear men talk about women, and then you hear women talk about men, and, you know, like, you know, like I kind of stay out of that. You know, because a lot of times they would ask me, well, what you think about that? What you? Well, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with that because I say
mm-hmm.
my wife is at home, you know. And, like, you know, I'm happy with what I have, you know.
There you
just
go.
Like just like we said, you know, we still learning each other. We've been around for a long time, you know. But, you know, we still learning
that's
each
beautiful.
Other and, like, we're going to support each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. Because you gotta know what you want, because otherwise you got this title of I'm always out there looking for that shiny glass in the grass, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking for greener grass. Okay, if you don't know what you want out of relationship, or are you looking for in a person, you're gonna always, I think, this is my personal opinion, you're going to always be looking.
Right, right.
I think
mm-hmm.
so.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're absolutely right. That's, you know, that's what I think, too, you know.
Yeah.
You're always going to be looking, you know. Like, before you know it, you know, it'll be almost too late to look, you know. You'll be kind of like, you know, you'll be over the hill, you know.
All right.
Over the hill, you still find true love.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but like.
Oh, man.
You know, you want to enjoy life, you know, like when you know, kind of young
yeah.
and everything is steady coming up.
Yeah.
Because what I call young,
yeah.
I said, like, when you started getting over the hill, you know, when we started getting about 85 or something like that, you know,
come on
like,
now,
60
and 50.
No, well, see, that's yeah. all 10. That's the way you feel. You know, like a lot of people don't feel like that because you got some 90 years old. You
feel
know,
like you're looking for a young woman. Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's
they,
right.
You know, young people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, and then some people, I mean, they just look for the monetary value, whether it's a man or a woman. But you know, to me a man can buy you anything that you want, right? But if you cannot be happy with those things and with him, it's not worth it to me. I put my happiness first. You all excuse this word now. But, you know, if you're an asshole, you can be the richest man in the world. You can keep stepping, okay?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I understand that, yeah.
You just keep on stepping because that's not what I need in my life. I don't need that.
No. Nah.
Because, you know, if I just have to be happy. I got to be happy first.
Right. That's right, Carl. I look at it like money can't buy happiness.
No,
like you said, you can buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything for, you know, a lady, either lady can buy anything for a man. You know, like if you ain't happy, you know, like, it just ain't going to get it.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Yes, I think we all.
That's all I
that.
Had wanted. That's all I wanted was happiness.
All,
I want to be happy, and I'm going to be happy.
I have got to be happy. I got to feel safe with you. You got to respect me, and you got to talk to me. And I'm nobody's child. I'm too old for that. My father been crossed over a long time ago. I ain't looking for no daddy, okay? I don't need that. Treat me like a human being and a person and your partner, not your child. You can't treat me like that.
Yeah, when a man does that to a woman, I think that woman needs to step up and tell him. I think when a man do treat a woman like that, she needs to open her mouth up and let him know where she coming from.
That's right.
She definitely need to do that.
Yes.
But you know, so many women out here, y'all looking for a man to take care of them. I mean, I'm looking for a $100,000 man, and I'm looking for this. But they're not even equal to him. You know what? If you can't be with anybody that's equal to you, then you shouldn't be with them or above you, whatever, right, to carry your hand and help lead you on. But these generations nowadays, they're looking for something, and they're like, get yourself together first. Then you get that bonus, that man. But you got to get yourself together first. And they have such high aspirations for this man that they will never catch a man like that. Never.
Well, see, some women do because they depend on their looks and all, excuse me, and all of that. But like yourself, Lennis, myself, and Miss Wilhelmina, we were taught to take care, to be able to take care of ourselves. If you're looking for that man to take care of you, you won't have the education you need, chances are. You don't have the stability to do anything but cater to this man. And that's where sometimes you lose respect.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, because
you
know, if you have your shit together, then a man is going to notice you. Because he sees the pride and respect and honor within you. But if you just, you got three or four baby daddies and you making yourself look good and your kids look like what at home? No.
That's
not going to fly because men watch that too to see how do you take care of your children? How do you keep your house clean? How do you cook, you know, and all that? And like you say, some of them, they go on their looks, well, I'm pretty in the face. I got a nice shape. Okay.
Yeah.
What education do you have?
Right.
You know, what are you good at other than your looks? Because looks have an expiration date.
mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Well, you know, I just believe that if you want a man to really respect you, you got to give him something to respect, okay? You just have to do it. You got to put it out there. So,
yep.
You know, because some people are just advantage takers. If a person thinks you need them, you depend on them, you rely on them, okay? That is an open door for some negativity, I think.
Yeah. Ms. Wilhelmina, I got to ask you, I got two messages coming across my screen. When you came in, when you called in, what did they ask you to do, just press 1 to come into the room?
They said to call that number, the 516 number. And I touched the screen you had on there, and I touched that the arrow, that play arrow, and it played, and you know, I called it, and that's when it opened up. I called the 516-666. Let me think, what was the other number? It was 9519.
That's it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know. Okay. They've changed.
That's the number I called.
Because I just had two messages of people trying to get in, and they said they can't get into the show.
Okay, maybe one of us need to hang up.
No, you don't need to hang up. People can, you know, call in. But I'm thinking all you had to do was just, you know what? Maybe I was supposed to give the guest call-in number. That's changed.
I called in the
okay.
guest too number. Mm-hmm, the guest
That's
number.
What I had to call in.
Okay, too. I'm going to have to change that then. I'm all mad because I put that announcement out. No wonder. I put that announcement
right.
out, but I used the 425 number. It's a host call-in, but the guest call-in. Okay. Oh, it's
That's
changed.
But the email that was sent, it had that on there. The whole thing was on there.
Mm-hmm.
The happy
yeah,
hour invitation.
So when you dial
the
425, did you dial that one first, the 425, the number
no,
that
no,
I gave?
No, I went on ahead. I went on ahead and dialed 516 number first.
Lynn,
oh,
dial-
and then you got right in?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, I got to change that because I advertise this all over the place, and two messages have come across my screen of people saying I can't get into the show because they don't have the 516. I put the 425 number down. Okay. I'll know for next Friday then and tell people to call the 516 number. My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Because before when I was on the radio, you just dial that first number and it say push 1 if you want to get into the queue, and that was it.
This is
I
got to
get into the queue.
This is what the 516 numbers say. If you dial that number, then push 1 and you can get into the queue. But yesterday, I put the 516 out there in comments, so if anybody read that, they would have that number, the 516 number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fixing to tell one of these people that, a couple of them. Y'all keep talking. I'm just going to tell a couple of people
so
right now that they can get into the show.
So Sheha, I like that name, Sheha Spirit.
Well, Miss Wilhelmina, that was given to me in a ritual that happened to me in my dream. I was baptized under that spirit, under the Sheha Spirit. So during my dream, that number was given to me from spirit in my initiation. That's the spirit that they initiated me with.
Okay,
I didn't come
up
with that on my own. I didn't come up with that one on my own. I was initiated with that spirit.
That was nice.
Yeah, that's what they blessed me with, and I went with it.
Well, so you've been having dreams, and they come true too, huh?
Yes.
Me too.
I am very sensitive to energies. I'm very sensitive to it. And that was one awakening I really had. And it was two females and a male who initiated me with the Sheha Spirit. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know when Linda started calling me Miss Wilhelmina, I said, you know what? That's what they used to call me at work, Miss Wilhelmina.
Yes.
And I said, they call me Miss Wilhelmina, too.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like to hear her say that, yeah, Miss Wilhelmina.
Respect. It's respect.
Yeah. And we appreciate you all being there so much.
Oh, yes, me too.
Family. We have a beautiful YouTube family. We do.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
That's why I tell people it's a safe place. And, I say we don't have foolishness, but, you know, we'd be laughing and clowning in there, so we do have fun.
It's not in a
very offensive way. You know what I mean? So you feel good when you're there.
Because I know some of your chat room is trying to call and I know that they would love to talk to you.
Yeah, they are. That's why. Yeah, a couple of people. I just gave them the phone number, the 516, to call in. So I'll see if they're going to come in. Yeah, because the message came across as like, I'm trying to get in the show, but I can't. You know, I'm like, what?
Right.
Then another one came across. I said, well, wait a minute. What number are you calling? But I'm glad I asked you, Ms. Wilhelmina, because now I know. now I know. Yes. I'll go back through and change that number for everybody and change it in the comments section too for next Friday, you know.
Yes.
So they'll know.
If they go out there to Blog Talk, they will see that number, the 516 number. Yeah. But, you know, but yes, you're right. You have to give it to them.
Yeah, because I gave out the wrong number. That's why they can't get in, because they're calling my number for me to start the show. Yeah, and that's why they can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave them the right number. They didn't pay me no attention.
I'm trying to get used to it again, because it's been a while. It's been about 7 years since I've been on, so.
I know.
Yeah, and things do change. You know, that's on me for not really noticing, because it says guest call in. So, yeah, it's changed. But that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Next Friday will probably be so many people on here.
Well, you said you won't be there next Friday, Lynn, because of your birthday. So.
Oh, that's right. I sure won't. So I'll have to tell them it'll be the Friday after that, the 20th.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be your birthday.
Yeah. I'll be turning 74, Miss Wilhelmina.
Okay. All right. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well,
Seven and four is 11.
Sure is. Yeah, I know that's a God's number. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
11
yeah.
is God's number. That's right. So we shall see. I mean, my family's having a little dinner get together for me, so that's fine. They said you got a choice of steak, salmon, or ribs. So I said I want salmon. I ain't ready for ribs yet. It got to get into the springtime for me to get ready for ribs. But steak, I'm not a big red meat eater. So that's me. I do chicken and fish. And a little bit of fish, not like I used to. I used to be a fishaholic. You said fish,
I'm
there.
But, Lynn, they're saying that the chicken and the beef and the pork, it's not going to be good because they're putting stuff in it. I mean, you know, they're saying that I'm hearing this, and you know, the meat is really not tasting like it used to.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's the way they're processing that meat with raising the animals, too.
Yeah. Area code 408, you are on the line. Who's this?
This is Deborah.
Well, hi, Deborah. Oh, how you doing?
Hi, Deborah.
Deborah, we got Miss Wilhelmina on the line and She House Spirit. Which you know both.
Hello.
Of
you.
Hello.
Yes. I've been trying to get on for the last 45 minutes almost.
Oh, I am so sorry. I gave out the wrong phone number, so I will correct that. Over the weekend and put the correct number up there. Yeah, I'm so sorry, because not just you, somebody else, too, came across my screen that they couldn't get in. So, yeah, sorry. That's on me.
Okay.
That's
glad
on
to
me.
Be here.
I'm glad you're here. Yes, welcome to the show, girl. just chit-chatting. We were talking about broke men, so now we're going to I don't know what the next subject should be. There's politics, environment, emotions, sex. I don't know if I should say that about sex. I'd be embarrassed with Mr. Lee on the phone.
Oh, I think he would be. He's a man, but he got a wife.
Is Mr. Lee still teaching on the phone?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's common is women always say the size matter. So I'm gonna put that out there as a crazy one.
You gotta know
matter.
How to work it.
Not necessarily.
No, I think you just gotta
know how to work it.
Right. It can't be too small, but it can't be too big either.
Know how to work it. But I
you gotta know how to work it now.
Go with it, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, I'm going to tell you something. I said I would date a guy because, I look at men a little bit differently, maybe odd, but I said I could date a man in a wheelchair. He got a tongue.
I have another question for our topic tonight. I have another question. Can a woman share her riches more freely than a man can share his riches? Who is the free
share
here?
Share his what? Say it again.
Share his riches. Can the man share his money more easily than a woman without demands, or can a woman share her money more freely without demands? Who share their money more freely?
That's a good question, because women are very giving, but it's emotional giving,
right.
Sharing. Well, a man, he'll like, do you really need it? Or what is it for, some men are generous. I ain't going to lie about that because I got spoiled by a guy. Some men are generous, but on the average, the question comes, do you really need it? Or are you just, playing me for my money? Some men feel like that too. They ain't gold diggers no more, y'all. They ditch diggers now.
blame that on the economy, okay?
Yeah, they done surpassed gold diggers. They coming with a backhoe now looking for money.
Well, a lot of women now are out there making their own money. They're not just dependent on the man. So,
I want to hear Mr. Smith's opinion about what he think about a man's bank account. What do you think about that, Mr. Smith?
Oh, now he can tell you about that bank account. Here you go, Lee.
The bank account.
Yeah,
about
a man's bank account.
Well, like, I know with my bank account, I keep very control of it, I can tell you what I got in there every day almost. So what I do with mine, I check it.
Okay.
But, like, when it comes to my wife, like, if my wife need anything, mm-hmm. I'm here for her, I don't mind giving her my debit card or even letting her hold my checkbook because I trust her, and he don't abuse no money. Not my money, but for her money.
I spend
it. She's spending it in, but like I tell her, now hold on now. You got spending all of yours. Now you kind of spend up
mine. Mr. Smith, let me ask you this then. Do you believe in giving... spending money out front, or would you rather then just keep it in an account and keep track? Some people believe give me my money, give me my credit card, give me my amount of money. So how you feel about that?
No, well, I don't believe in if you need something. No, go on and spend it one thing about money. Keep it in there on our account, you can't take it with you if you leave from here. So, you might as well go on and kind of, enjoy it whilst you're here. And, if you got a wife, or either fiance, or, whatever, And, show them a good time whilst you're here. If you got it, go on and do what you got to do, Don't hold back.
Yeah, because he asked you. Do you believe in giving money out freely?
Yeah.
Well, not.
Well, some of the things that you do.
Well,
I don't have to pay no bills. You pay my bills.
Well,
let me keep my money. Tell
her. And then, I help people too, I give money where help needed, that's the way I feel. If I thank you, need the help, you know, I will help you. Like, yeah, I give out money pretty frequently. I give mm-hmm. money out.
Okay.
And like, you know, that just me, all my life, you know. And like, mm-hmm. I'm not no young cat neither, you know. You know, all my life I've been like that, and I worked all my life. But like, I'm retired now, you know, but like, you know, I started doing that back in 1973. I was looking at retirement, but I was a very young man back then. But, you know, I worked all the way up until 9, you know, looking at retirement, because like, I was looking at my parents and them, you know, how they, you know, kind of like struggling, you know, because like, when I was 13 years old, I was buying my own school clothes. And like, I was working when I was 13, so like, you know, I was giving money out then, especially to my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Smith, now, this is just something that I always think about. If, because I don't like asking, anyone for money. It's just like, you know, everything that I want, I got to ask you for it. So that's why I ask that. If you're a man of money and statue and you got it like that, can't you just give me my credit card, my bank account?
Not like
well, no, you know, no, you know, like we can be a, you know, your name can be on there. But, you know, like, if you're going in there, you know, I need to know.
You need
to know.
No,
I just, you know, you just can't give it out there like that because, like, you know, I love my wife, you know, and, like, everything, but, like,
you
know, like,
money.
You know, some women, like, you know, like, they like to spend money.
You got to keep that money.
My mother, she likes to spend money, you know. So like you know they you know if they got it they gonna spend it if they see it and they like it they gonna go buy it. So like you got to you know you got to hold on to a little bit of it because like you know you got to look at your car your house you know the kids you know anything can happen you know that's
true
like
that.
If your air condition go out or something you know you got to have money to fix that yeah.
Well, Mrs. Smith, yes, but now that's the house money you're talking about. But, you know, if I just want you to open me up a bank account and deposit me some money into my account, and if I spend it, it's spent. You don't get any more, okay? That is your money. But when you want to come back and you want to get the expense money and all that type thing, then, okay, I'm open for discussion. But can't you just give me an allowance? I'm going to put it that way. You know, if you think that I'm the type that's going to go out there and freelance every day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could do that. But, okay, let me ask you this. Okay, like, have you did any kind of work? Have you had a saving?
You need to work for that money, huh?
Okay, Eddie Murphy, you have.
But see,
you know, because like if you have been working all along like me, then you should be able to put a little bit into that account too. And like I can add some too. But like, if you ain't did no kind of work, you know, like
this is the beautiful women now that think that a man need to take care of her. Okay, this is not like Miss Wilhelmina, Lennox, and I'm sure Deborah R. and myself. We know how. We know the meaning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. we know how to respect 50 cents. You understand? You see what I'm saying, Mrs. Smith? But these are the young, beautiful women want to be taken care of if that's what they want, you know? Okay, now, if you want me to look beautiful and all this type thing, and and turn your tricks, okay, give me an account to play it. Pay me to play it, you know?
Yeah.
I will see. I understand what you're saying, but I can't see it that way, you know? You know, like, I understand what you're saying. You know, a man wants the lady to look good.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, if that's your wife, yeah, she's supposed to look good. And then, like I said earlier, you know, like, she should be that saved a little something on the side, too, you know, because, like, she should be saving something, too. If you sing them, because I see one thing about it. See, a lady can't depend on no man. I tell my daughter all the time, do not depend on no man.
That's why I
call like that.
Thank you.
That's the wrong thing to do.
Depend on yourself first. That's why I say the man is a bonus. Thank you.
My brother always told me and my sister, you can't count nobody's money but your money.
That's
well,
right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
when you count your money, you
Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Smith, I got to tell you, I was with a guy that spoiled me rotten. He really did. But when we got together, we finally, you know, he moved in with me. It was quite a while because we had dated for quite a while. Because I told him we came in twos because my daughter was still at home in school. And he spoiled me like, you know, I told him, look, pick one. There's rent, there's utilities, there's food. Pick one, but you're going to pay for something. Well, he paid for everything. But then I left the receipts on the counter, too. I never used him. I let him know, hey, you gave me the money for rent. Here's the receipt or blah, blah, blah. And I kept money in my pocket every day, but I was so darn spoiled. He surprised me one day and bought me a Mercedes. And I told him, take it back because I didn't like the color. That's how bratish I was being a brat. So that, of course, he took the car back, didn't get another one. So I just, you know, I got above myself, as they say, smelling myself. But he, I didn't have to, I mean, I didn't say, I'm not going to say I ask, but I told him, if we're going to be together, this is what I expect of you, because it ain't no free punani here. So you're going to pay for something if we're going to live together. And he paid for everything. I never had to worry about nothing except just utility bill came in, blah, 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 or, you know, something like that. He'd leave the money on the counter, and, of course, he'd head out to work. But we both work, and I wasn't at home. We were both working. So I understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand these women, and something happened, and you and that guy split up. How are you going to survive? What do you have going for yourself?
That's right.
You know, you depended on that man so much, so now, okay, you're not together for whatever reason. And what are you going to do now? You know, you're homeless because you should have been working. You should have been putting your part in as well. Maybe not as much as a man. Maybe the man makes more money than you, but you still should put your part in so that you have a survival modem for yourself.
Right.
You know, if something should happen. If it doesn't, then hey, like Mr. Smith said, then put your little money back. You know, and say
right,
what have you.
Mm-hmm. That's right, y'all, because this pandemic taught us that now we need 2, 3, 4, 5 incomes coming into the home because we never know what could happen to one of them, right? So if you're able to if you're able to work as a man, yes. So let's work together and do this thing. Mrs. Smith, if you're going to pay all the bills, Miss Wilhelmina is the type of person that's not going to go out there and throw her check away. Because she is there to help you if the family needs help. Right, Miss Wilhelmina?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We both were working. Yeah, that's how it was. But right now, we retired, both of us. He left me keep my money.
I'm still
and
here.
He paid all the bills.
That's right. And that's it. To me, that's what any relationship needs to be. It should be like that. Lynn, are we off the air?
Yeah, we're down to a few seconds before it cuts off, or they cut us off the air. So let me just tell everybody, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for your input, and Ms. Wilhelmina. Thank you, Deborah. Sorry it took you. Gave you the wrong number, but anyway,
no,
thank you. And, of course, thank you, Sheha. That's why I'm playing the music, because it's about to go off, and it'll just cut us off. So anyway, but we will be back in effect, not the 13th, but the following Friday, the 20th, I think it is. It'll be the 20th.
Yeah.
So come on back, and I'll remind everybody that week two on the psychic reading shows to come on back and have the correct number. So thank you so much for participating and coming in tonight. I truly appreciate it. And again, thank you for all your input. It was a good, interesting discussion. We'll have to go a little deeper, dive deeper in some of them things.
It's many layers.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to say good
all
night,
right.
And I'll see y'all on the 20th, and thank you again so much for being here.
All right.
All is
all
love.
Right. Love you.
Love you too.
Y'all too.
Okay.
Have a good
night.
Weekend, everyone. Okay.
Good night.
You too.